For every academic who behaves well with others, there are also a couple who are actually quite troublesome. One of the most troublesome people in strategy is Henry Mintzberg. He tends to challenge ideas that others have taken for granted for quite a long time. Most famously, Henry Mintzberg has launched a concerted attack on the idea that strategy proceeds along a very correct and direct line, that you develop plans, that you implement them, and that you make things happen. In fact, what he's argued is that strategy is sometimes emergent, that it operates, in effect, from the reverse. That something happens, and then you justify it after the fact. And then, in fact, the best kind of strategies are things that leave that possibility open. Now, the canonical example of this is the Honda motorcycle case, and no doubt you will have read about that. But it may be more interesting, in fact, to think about a very different kind of case, that of a boxer in the ring. And the classic example of this is Muhammad Ali and the famous Rumble in the Jungle. Now, this fight, which occurred during the 1970s, is featured in a series of wonderful movies and in different books, and you can read about it at length. And I recommend that you do, but I'll try to summarize it so that you can understand what happened. Muhammad Ali, by the mid-1970s, was an older fighter. He had been a great fighter, but he himself now was older, and there were younger fighters who wanted to win. And in particular, George Foreman, who was, by that point, champion, the world champion fighter in the early 70s, was somebody who said that he could beat Muhammad Ali. In fact, he was much bigger, he was much stronger, his reach was much further. And the famous Rumble in the Jungle, which happened, was expected to leave Muhammad Ali on the ground, that George Foreman would triumph. Why? Well, because Foreman was, as I say, stronger, bigger, younger. What in fact happened was that Muhammad Ali won. But to this day, it's not clear whether it was a brilliant set of strategies that Muhammad Ali used, or whether it emerged as the fight went on. And I'll let you judge for a second. The first thing that happened in the first round was that instead of dancing, as Muhammad Ali always claimed he would, he went in very quickly for the kill. And in fact, threw a punch that was highly unusual, a punch that left him open, and was in fact insulting to most fighters. Now, he'd never told anybody he was going to throw this punch. And in fact, he threw this punch more than a dozen times. The only problem is he didn't actually knock out George Foreman. George Foreman, in fact, instead got very, very angry. And so, at the end of that first round, having failed to knock him out, Muhammad Ali now had an enraged, younger, stronger fighter on his hands. The tactics, or let's say strategy, changed dramatically in the second round. All of a sudden, Muhammad Ali went to the ropes, what later became known as the rope-a-dope. He threw himself backwards against the ropes, held his hands up in front of his face to defend himself, and let Foreman beat him continuously to the body. It looked like he was giving up. Foreman kept hitting him harder and harder and harder, beating him round after round. It didn't look like Muhammad Ali could survive this. To understand, you have to realize that George Foreman had been doing this to a punching bag repeatedly in training up to then. He used to be able to carve out a half side of the punching bag that looked like a watermelon. It looked like Muhammad Ali could never survive. But then, all of a sudden, after several rounds of this, there suddenly seemed to be a strategy to this madness, because George Foreman got tired. He was just hitting him in the most leaden way, even though he was angry, even though he continued to be provoked by Muhammad Ali. And so all of a sudden, Muhammad Ali came from nowhere, threw a couple of punches, and knocked him down. Muhammad Ali had won the match. But here's the question. So did he plan this, or did it emerge? It's fairly clear that in that first round, when he threw this punch that was so remarkable that no one had seen before, and that was in fact insulting to a fighter, Muhammad Ali had probably planned this long in advance. But had he really, in those subsequent rounds, planned to make the fighter angry, planned that George Foreman would beat him mercilessly around the torso, planned to tire out a fighter by having the fighter repeatedly punch him. To think that is hard. Some people do, but some people also think that it just emerged. It was just a lucky break. But the Muhammad Ali was particularly smart and worked and saw when this happened, worked out how to make this work to his advantage. So the question here is whether planning was what drove the fight or whether an emergent strategy was what drove the fight. And in fact, what Henry Mintzberg points out so brilliantly is that after the fact, it's almost impossible to separate the two. I'll let you do some more research on this fight if you want to. I recommend the documentary When We Were Kings that won an Oscar. It's so brilliant about this. But you can decide whether this was emergent or planned strategy and which side that you would fall down on, which side you would promote if you were running your own business.